Drivers in New Jersey got an unwelcome jolt at the gas pump today. For years, they've enjoyed relatively cheap gas because the state has one of the lowest gasoline taxes in the country. But that changed overnight when the gas tax jumped by nearly a quarter per gallon. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, drivers and gas station owners are mourning the end of an era.
Across New Jersey yesterday, drivers raced to fill up their tanks before the tax hike took effect.
Not a fan, obviously. More money.
I'm speechless because I really relied on this. It's going to hit my pockets hard, unfortunately.
I mean, I already went to a couple different stops and they were out of regular gas. So obviously there's a lot of people that are filling up right now.
Matt Burke, Jasmine Rogers, and Tobin Gringrass topped off their tanks outside the Lincoln Tunnel in Hoboken, right across the river from New York City. New Jersey hasn't had a gas tax increase since 1988, almost 30 years. Driver James O'Connor is skeptical that the state will spend the money wisely.
I just hope it's used for what it's supposed to be used for. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be for roads and bridges and so forth. I doubt very much nothing ever stays that way. You know, they put these taxes on and where does it go?
There's no disputing that New Jersey's roads are in bad shape. The state's Transportation Trust Fund ran out of money this year, so lawmakers reached a bipartisan deal to raise the state's gas tax by 23 cents a gallon. Governor Chris Christie says the deal will generate billions of dollars a year for transportation projects and allow the state to lower the sales tax and phase out the estate tax altogether.
That will be good for the state's economy. That will be good for the citizens of our state.
New Jersey is in good company when it comes to raising gas taxes. It's the 19th state to do it in the last 3 years alone. That's according to Kevin Pula at the National Conference of State Legislatures.
There's a shortfall of transportation funding around the country at both the federal and the state level. It's not just an issue in one region of the country or that only affects urban states or rural states. A lot of states are struggling with this.
Still, Pula says New Jersey's gas tax hike is notable for a couple of reasons. For one, it's designed to go up or down depending on how much gas drivers consume. So even if fuel efficiency improves and drivers buy less gas, the state can still count on a steady stream of revenue. And two, New Jersey's gas tax hike is unusually big. It'll cost the average driver several hundred dollars a year, and it could cost gas station owners a lot more than that.
I think it's too high and too quick. They should have staggered it, you know. But all of a sudden, 23 cents, that's too much at the, you know. All at once.
Mir Fazaldin owns two gas stations in prime locations, one near the Lincoln Tunnel and another outside the Holland Tunnel. Drivers could fill up on cheap gas on their way into New York, where the gas tax has been a lot higher until now.
My business is going to take a big hit. There's no attraction for people to gas up in Jersey because there's no savings, okay? They might as well gas up near home.
Fazaldin says he has no choice but to pass the cost increase on to his customers and hope for the best. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.